tongue to the place, to the one who raised from the dead. Oh, come and see the risen King.
Hello, this is Misty Reese, and I would like to welcome you this day as I share with you the things of the kingdom of God. It is my hope that in sharing, you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that in believing, you find life through the name of Jesus. Hello, this is Misty, and I would like to welcome you back once again this week, and I would like to get started in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, because that is where we will find the definition of the gospel. Verse 1, and I always like to start at the beginning because, as I shared before, it's a good reminder to me as well. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received. So here is what was preached, here is what was received, here is what we are told to stand in, and what to keep in memory. How that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. That is the definition of the gospel. That is the power of God. If we look over in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, it says, "For I am not ashamed, I am not afraid to trust in the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." Well, I appreciate the Lord because I'd been considering what was in my heart to share about. I was a school teacher for many years, and I've shared a little bit about that. But those days have ministered to me some things that I would like to share with you. When I was teaching, I taught language arts, and a lot of the time what we did was we would read out of our readers or whatever we were using, and we always considered what the words were saying. We always considered if we didn't know what a word meant, we looked it up. We looked it up to see how it was used. We looked it up to get better understanding of what was being talked about. And I still do that when I'm reading and I don't understand some things. So that's actually where I would like to get started today. And I would like to begin by talking about the word believe. And I looked that up, and I looked it up in the dictionary, kind of seeing what it said. And here are some things I would like to share with you about that word. It meant to accept to be true, or to expect or to hope with confidence, to trust. And it also shared a sentence that I'm going to share as well, that I thought was very important. And it said, "When we believe upon the authority of another, we always put confidence in his truth." Well, you know, I was a school teacher, and so that was the authority I had. And my kids knew that was the authority that I had as their teacher. That's who I was. Many times when they needed something, I was who they came to. When they were hurt, they came to me. When they wanted something, they came to me. When they had a problem with something, they came to me. And you know, they came to me because I was their teacher. They came to me because they trusted that what I said was true. They trusted that what I did for them would be right. They didn't go to everyone else. They came to me. And as I considered that, I was considering my walk and considering the walk in general with the Lord. That is what we are required to do. We look to that authority of Jesus. You know, Jesus walked in the power of God. That was the authority he had. And that's what we have to trust. When he speaks to us, when he says things to us, we trust that authority that comes with the Lord Jesus. So as I considered that with my own kids, I know they believed in the authority that I walked in. They believed that I was able to give them whatever it was they needed. And that's how we are supposed to be with the Lord. I would like to look at Isaiah 53. I would ask you to consider, what do you believe? You know, I shared this recently. My dad, one of the things he taught me was that whatever it was I believed, to stand for it. And I have really been so appreciative of that, because I used to believe in things that weren't even real or weren't even what I needed to be believing in. And so I've appreciated that with this gospel, here it is. This is what I believe. This is what I rely on. This is what I stick to. This is what I trust in. And we just read that in Corinthians. We're told to stand in it. We're told to keep it in memory. So Isaiah 53, 1 through 5, verse 1, who hath believed our report? Who hath believed this doctrine? Well, what is this doctrine? The gospel. Jesus died, he was buried, he rose again. Who hath believed that? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? To whom is the power of the Lord revealed? To whom is the strength of the Lord revealed? It's revealed to those that believe. Verse 2, for he, Jesus, shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we shall desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. And he was despised, and we esteemed him not. We didn't regard him at all. All that, and we didn't even regard him. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. That word esteem is regard or thought. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did regard him or think him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded. Here's why. He was wounded for our transgressions, our sin, our rebellion. He was bruised for our iniquities, our perversities, our evil. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Do you believe that? Do you rely on that? Do you trust in that? Do you stick to what that said? You know, in verse 1, it said, who hath believed our report? Who hath believed that? And to whom is the power of the Lord revealed? Do you know, to see the power of God, you are going to have to believe that. You're going to have to believe the gospel. You're going to have to believe what was done for you by the Lord Jesus on the cross, and you're going to have to trust in that, and that become all you know. Just like, and I'm going to say it again, just like when my kids came to me, they didn't know anything else. They were hurt. They start hollering my name. They need something. They start hollering my name. Someone was mean to them. They start hollering my name because they trusted in the authority of me being their teacher. They believed what I said. They took it as truth. I would like to look at Matthew 18, verse 3. And it says, verily I say unto you, and this is Jesus speaking. The disciples were asking him some questions. And he says, verily I say unto you. Now listen to this. Except you be converted. That word is reversed, or turned back again, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Do you see that that says, except you be converted and become as little children? Well, what did I say that those little children did? I mean, I taught first grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, and they're all the same, no matter their age or their grade, kids are kids. And like it says, except you be converted and become as little children. Do you know that's what we have to become? We have to become those kids that they simply believed, they simply trusted that whatever they were told was true. They simply believed when they came to me, I would be able to give them whatever they needed. Do you know that's what we have to do? We have to simply believe and go to the Lord Jesus. Go to the Father. We have to trust that, okay, I need help. I'm coming to you, Lord. I'm hurt. I'm coming to you, Lord. I need something. I'm coming to you, Lord. This person did this. I don't know what to do. I'm coming to you, Lord, for all of our needs, just as those kids did. That's what we have to do. Jesus said, except you be converted and become as little children. To see the power of God working in our lives, we will have to believe. Simply believe. I would like to look at John 20, verses 24. And I've always appreciated these scriptures. And Jesus has just risen from the dead, and he has seen different people, and he's coming to see the disciples, and not everyone has seen him yet. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Verse 26, and after 8 days, again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas. Thomas wasn't going to believe unless he saw this. And I appreciate that Jesus met him right where he was at. If Thomas needed to see, he was going to be there so he could see. Then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands. And reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, I appreciate what Jesus says, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. We have to simply believe. We have to simply believe Jesus. We have to simply believe that gospel, what he did, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. We have to simply believe God. Isaiah said, who hath believed our report? Who hath believed this doctrine we're telling you about? And to whom is the power of the Lord revealed? To those that believe. I would like to share a song with you now called Truth of His Word, and it is ministered here by the My Girls.
I'm trusted by
about a time when I had the opportunity to just believe. I didn't have anywhere else to go. I didn't have anyone else who could help me. And there was nothing left to do but believe. And this was early on in this walk. One of the first things that Jesus did for me, I had gotten a knot, and it was about the size of a green pea, and it was on my brow bone. And I had seen it getting worse and worse, and it was obvious. I had put my makeup on, and you would put it on over this knot that was clearly there. I finally got a hold of my grandmother. I was living in Stigler at the time with my husband. I said something to her about it. There was a dermatologist that she knew, so she said, well, we'll go to the dermatologist and we'll let him look at it. And I said, okay. So that's where we went, to the dermatologist. And he looked at it, and there was no other option except to have surgery to get it removed. Well, that clearly was not what I was hoping for. There was no other options that he gave. He just very frankly said, you're going to have surgery. That was the only option I had. Well, we left that day, and I went back on to Stigler, and I had been kind of considering things. What do I want to do with this? How do I want to handle this? Well, I finally was just determined, I don't want to have surgery. I was in my bathroom, and I was looking in the mirror at this knot on my brow bone. I didn't think it looked very pretty on there. And so I just said to the Lord, Jesus, they say you do all these things. And I was talking about the people within the ministry that I had shared many times about the power of God working. I'd heard about the power of God working. And so I said, they say you do all these things. And I read that you did all these things in the Bible. You say you do all these things. And I said, well, I need you to do something for me. I need you to heal this knot because I don't want to have surgery and I don't know what else to do. And that was it. That's all I said. And do you know, within a few days, not very long, I could probably put a time on it, but I won't. But it was very short. I got up and I went in to wash my face in the morning and start getting ready. And that pea-sized knot was completely gone. Gone. Well, that was the power of God. That was believing the gospel. That was believing the Lord Jesus. All I knew how, like, he met me where I was at, just like Jesus met Thomas where he was at. If this is what you need to get you to believe, I'll do it. Well, Jesus came. If this is what you need, Misty, so that you're going to believe me some more, I'll show you. Now believe me. Just believe. Just give him a chance. And he'll come through. He just wants you to believe him. Jesus just wants you to trust him, to call on him. I would like to share with you this last song called More Than Wonderful. And there's a line in this song I so appreciate. And it says, I tried him and I found his promises are true. He's everything he said that he would be. I would like to share this song with you now, ministered here by Terry and Kathy Mai.
I tried him and I found his promises are true. He's everything he said that he would be. All the finest words I know could not begin to tell just what Jesus
team is more wonderful than my heart can receive. He goes beyond my highest hopes and fondest dreams. He's
stand amazed to think the King of Glory would come to live within this heart of man.
Oh, I marvel just to know He really loves me. When I think of who He is and who I am.
Today, for the first time, if you heard about the Lord Jesus, His death, His burial, and His resurrection, and you have believed that in your heart, I would like to hear from you. You may email me at Misty, M-I-S-T-Y, Reese, R-E-E-C-E, Water of Life, at gmail.com, or you may write to me at Misty Reese, care of Water of Life Church, P.O. Box 861-327 Plano, Texas 75086. Also, if you have seen this power of God work in your life and you have a testimony of this very gospel being demonstrated, you may also email or write to me. I look forward to speaking with you again. God bless.
Are you washed?
Are you washed
in the blood?
In the blood,
in the soul, cleansing blood of the Lamb.
Are your garments spotless? Are they washed?